You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate News Bulletin. We're still in isolation. A lot of people, both voluntarily, a lot of people ordered by the state government. You're joined by myself, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, of course, here with Errol Parker, editor-at-large. How are you, Errol?
Good, mate. Just trying to stay positive in these trying times. Just trying my best.
Aren't we all, mate? Aren't we all? And, of course, Wendell Hussey, the young fella, the newsreader. How are you, mate?
Doing very well, thanks, Clancy. Bit the same as Errol, but working on some new hobbies, so it's all good.
As Queen Elizabeth says, just know that better times will return. Now, just a message from our partner today, sane.org, before we go any further into the bulletin. Life is far from ideal right now, and this can really impact our mental health.
Yeah, now that we're all stuck at home, it's still so important that we stay connected to one another.
If you need some support when it comes to your mental health and well-being, the Sane Forums are a place where you can talk online to people who get it. They know what you're going through because they've been there too.
Yeah, you're sure to find someone in a similar position as you to talk to.
The forums are completely free and anonymous, plus mental health professionals are there in the background 24/7, so you'll always feel safe and supported.
So why not sign up right now and chat to others at sane.org/forums. That's sane.org/forums. Because physical distancing doesn't have to mean social distancing.
Sane.org/forums. We care because we've been there. But in the news this week, it's almost like our first non-coronavirus-centric news week this week in isolation. Everyone's still locked down. Everyone's still locked indoors except Cardinal Pell, it seems.
He's a free man, and we wrote a story just after that one broke with a headline, "We need victims to speak up," says legal system that just dismissed an entire jury's decision.
Yes, the old bastards there on the High Court caused a bit of stir this week. They did when they decided to throw out the jury's decision and acquit the former cardinal of his criminal convictions.
Maybe next time you're called up for jury duty, Errol, you can get out of it by saying there's no point.
Or I would just tell the guys in charge of selecting who's on the jury that I prefer my justice in more of a Jack Ruby type.
Swift Channel Country Justice is, I believe, what it's called. That's one way, but I don't think juries will be around much longer, judging by Tuesday's verdict. And were there any comments on that one, Wendell?
Yes, there was, Clancy. There was one from David Morgan, a resident of our French Quarter, who said, "Scottish law allows this verdict of not proven, which means we can say beyond reasonable doubt you did it, but we think you're guilty as fuck, you nonce." Which might have come in handy in this case.
Indeed, indeed. What else is there?
Well, after that verdict, which caused shockwaves around the country, it was felt up there in Sydney, with Tony Abbott apparently inquiring about whether picking up a mate from prison counted as essential travel.
You know, a lot of people were taken back by the news, of course, but for Tony Abbott, it meant he had to spring into action. As soon as he heard the news, he asked his Google Home whether he could travel down and pick up Cardinal Pell from Barwon Prison. He visited him down there a couple of times, and of course we had to break the breaking news that he smuggled a Bible into Barwon Prison inside his anal cavity. I believe the Latin term is rectal cavity.
Yeah, the kids call it shelving. Yeah, they were close mates, actually. But it seems they have linked back together because Abbott was able to drive down there to Q.
Yeah, I think the correct pronunciation of that is
And they were reunited together again, and it was happy ever after for Australia's most hated Catholics. Speaking of disgraceful crowds in public, Wendell.
Yes, back home in town now, and disgraceful crowds at the park shamed in online photos taken by a woman who is also at the park.
Down at Jason Little Reserve there in the Old City District, this lady decided to call them out for being in the park at the same time as her.
Yes, it seems like a new etiquette is rapidly developing in the space of going out in public during these uncertain times. But you can bet your bottom dollar, like most things, there will be a boomer fumbling with their iPhone to complain about other people.
Yeah, that seems to be happening particularly at supermarkets and cafes as well. Elsewhere around Batuta now, and bin day a little bit louder after a week of social distancing.
Yes, the knock-on effects of coronavirus can be seen and heard. Bin day each week around the country, particularly in the suburbs, you can just hear a little bit more clinking.
Have you guys been drinking more in isolation? Because I know that my liver looks like Darren Hinch's first liver right now.
Yes, I've been having a bit of a tipple, but obviously with the pubs closed, it has limited me somewhat. And there's only so much drinking you can do with, you know, a stash of beer and wine. Usually around about 9 p.m. I move on to an array of hard spirits that you just can't keep stocked up in your house. So that I actually have been giving myself a bit of a breather by accident.
Well, I like to pour a bottle of red wine out on a baking tray and then I boil it right down so it's like a thick type of paste. And then once I get the paste, because all the alcohol is evaporated out of it in the oven, I like to mix that with a bit of vodka.
Could be nice on ice cream.
It's nice everywhere, Wendell.
Certainly sounds like it. And there was a comment on that one from Dick Jappy, who said, nothing warms the heart more than the crash and tinkle of the recycling bin being emptied, ready for the next lot of empty stubbies. Who needs Mozart or Beethoven? I'm truly alive.
I believe you pronounce that name Dick Jappy. But there's always next time, Wendell. Moving on
and wrapping up now with a bit of a fun story for the week. Purplehead Auntie hasn't posted any anti-vaxxer memes for a little while.
Yes, that auntie that sometimes shows up at family barbecues trying to talk about stupid stuff like chemtrails and the high-speed rail bushfire conspiracy has been very quiet of late.
Yes, some people in her family are suggesting that the 5G may have finally got her. She's been very concerned about the 5G getting inside of her brain and telling her to do things like perhaps driving a truck full of some agricultural-grade fertilizer that's been lovingly lathered with some diesel into a government building and blowing it up.
Low-tech terrorism, she's a bit worried about 5G getting into her head, but one thing she cannot argue against is the importance of vaccinations and immunizations in Australian society and indeed right around the world, because right now we are witnessing society collapse without one vaccination. That's it for us this week from the Batuta Advocate newsroom. I am Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate. Thank you for joining us in isolation. You can see we are starting to go a little bit stir crazy, but we will continue reporting the news diligently and, of course, accurately and fairly. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen.
Yes, enjoy your Easter.
Thank you.
Easter doesn't exist this year. Stay home.
Goodbye.